Please this morning turn to the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians this morning in chapter number 6. We're going to be dealing with probably, to most folks in here this morning, with some familiar scripture. But I pray this morning that God will help us here today, certainly on the thought that God's given us here for the service this morning. Ephesians chapter number 6. I'm going to give you just a moment to find your place in the precious Word of God. Again, I appreciate all of you coming today to be in the worship service. And this, by the way, this is a worship service. Amen. We've come to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let Him speak to our heart. And I pray each of us will be drawn just a little bit closer to Him today. And we'll certainly seek Him this morning in the service. Good to have Brother Joe Farmer and his wife with us this morning. Appreciate them coming, being a part of the service today. Ephesians chapter number 6. As you're finding your place, let me take care of some anniversary business this morning. I don't want to get too far behind on that. John and Kay Lovett on the 15th. How many years, Brother John? 59 years. Congratulations. Let's give them a round of applause this morning. All right. And then Irvin and Kathy Billings also on the 15th. That was a good day, I guess. How many there, Brother Irvin? 28. All right. Congratulations to you. And then Mike and Kay Mitten will be the 21st, which tomorrow, I think. Is that right? Tomorrow? How many years? Oh, it's supposed to be the 24th. Well, we got the month right. All right. 32 glorious years. Mike's well trained. All right. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And then Caleb and Logan will be on the 31st. How many years, Caleb? Four? Four. There'll be four the 31st. So let's give them a round of applause. All right. Congratulations to all of our folks that are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. We love you. We appreciate you. And thank God that you get to celebrate those wonderful times together. Ephesians chapter number 6. If I've had a title or a thought that I want to leave with us here this morning, it just simply be today from here, the book of Ephesians. We're going to start in verse number 10 and read down through verse maybe 18. And I would encourage you to continue to read just a few other verses in the remaining part of the chapter here. Paul writing to the church at Ephesus. And I believe he's given us a thought here today that I want to bring before us this morning. Just simply facing the daily battles. Facing the daily battles. And you could either do that or entitle it this morning, The Warfare of the Believers. We're in a warfare this morning for those that have trusted in Christ. And certainly I believe God's given us some words here that will help us in the midst of the battles. Now, there may be here folks this morning that are going through battles that I know nothing about. And maybe nobody else around you knows anything about. But I want to say this morning that God knows where you're at and God knows what you need. And God's given us a word here this morning when we face these battles that I'm glad we don't have to face them alone. So I pray that God will help us. I'm going to basically deal with verses 10 and 11 this morning and maybe continue the thought, if the Lord allows us to, in the next week or two in the preceding verses. But I want you to think about that. If you're here this morning and you're facing a battle, I want you to know today that, again, God's given us a word. And thank God that you don't have to give in. You don't have to give up. You don't have to throw in the towel. Because God's still God, and God's on the throne, and God is still able. And so this morning, with that being said, if you found your place in the precious Word of God, say amen. I'm going to ask you to stand, if you're able to stand this morning, out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God. And if you're not, again, that's okay. Verses number 10 down through verse number 18. Notice here Paul writing, kind of summing up this epistle, this letter to the church at Ephesus. Man, he deals with some great things in this particular letter. I love the book of Ephesians. But I'm glad that he give us these words here in the latter part of verse or chapter number 6. He says in verse number 10, finally, my brethren. I want you to notice that. Be strong in the Lord. That's key this morning. I want you to underline that and emphasize that thought in your heart and your mind. Be strong in the Lord, and then notice what he says, and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. Notice again, he says, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication, notice, in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. May the Lord add His richest blessings to the reading of the precious Word of God. Let us pray. Father, we bow in Your presence once again today, Father, to thank You for another day on this side of eternity. To thank You, Father, for Your love and Your grace and Your mercy and the forgiveness of sin. And again, just this opportunity and this privilege to be back in Your house. Thank You for the teaching of the Word of God. Thank You for the wonderful singing. Lord, the prayers that's been offered. Thank You for the reading of Your precious Word. And now I pray, Father, as Your servant, God, that You would anoint me afresh and anew. God, I pray You give me clarity of mind, clarity of speech. I pray this morning I'd preach the thoughts that You placed, Father, upon my heart. I pray He, the Holy Ghost of God, will help us here now in this service this morning. No doubt there's folks in this sanctuary this morning that are going through difficulties of life and battles and, Lord, all kinds of things. I realize that Satan's doing all that he can, Lord, this morning to discourage us and to distract us and even destroy, Father, if he can. So I pray this morning that You'd encourage the saints of God that are here this morning, that, Lord, we would take these precious words of God and we would apply them to our hearts and to our lives. Then, Father, for someone here today, Lord, they've never truly trusted You as Savior. I pray He, the Holy Ghost of God, will convict and draw. Lord, this very hour, Lord, they'd walk an aisle. God, and come and trust and call upon You. Father, we love You today. Thank You for loving us. Help us now, I pray. And it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. And thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God. As I said, for a few moments, from these verses, and certainly I'm not going to have time to deal with all of them this morning. I'm going to try to give us a thought out of verses 10 and 11 this morning on facing the daily battles or the warfare of the believers. And this morning, as we've already said, it is to be certain for those that know and live for the Lord Jesus Christ that we will face opposition and we will face battles consistently most of the time on a daily basis. But it is also certain today that we do not have to face them alone. And thank God for that. I'm glad we don't have to face the battles and the trials and the temptations of this life. I'm glad we don't have to face them alone. God has given us some things if used. Now notice, if used, and I believe that's what Paul's encouraging us here for, taking a thought, certainly in the whole armor of God, that if used, they can and will help us live in victory and not as victims to the battles that we encounter. And again, certainly we are going to encounter all kinds of battles. As you read your Bible, and certainly this morning in the New Testament, you'll find battle after battle. You'll find individual after individual that's going through battles and going through trials and just the things of life. Even Job said, man born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. But again, this morning, I'm glad we don't have to face them alone. I'm glad there is somebody that can help us. I'm glad there is a word from the living God that will certainly give us what we need in the midst of the battles. Now again, let me say this morning, friend, if you're here today without Christ, then certainly today your greatest need is to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. You're not facing the same kind of battles that the Christian is facing in a sense this morning, because Satan has you just exactly where he wants you. But I'm telling you, for those that will live and trust God today and try to make a difference in this world, I can promise you the battles are real. The battles are coming. The battles
battles are constant. The battles are consistent. But I'm glad this morning, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. I want to encourage you this morning. I want to help you. I pray the Word of God will speak to you this morning, my friend, when you're facing the daily battles or the warfare of the believers. I want to give you just a few things out of these verses this morning that I pray will be a blessing and a help and an encouragement unto you. First of all, I thought about the encouragement that God gives us in these verses of Scripture. Notice what He says just in verses 10 and 11. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. It's not that you can't stand, but friend, I'll tell you, there's going to be some things this morning that we need if we are going to stand. And so God, I believe, first of all, in the way this morning of thought, first of all, we see the encouragement that God gives. As I've already said, He knows that the battles are real. Even Jesus, when He was here, of course, being tempted of Satan and all the things that He faced, He understands where you're at this morning. He understands where I'm at today. He understands the battles this morning, my friend, better than anybody understands the battle. So you cannot say here this morning that nobody knows where I'm at. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Nobody knows what I'm facing. Friend, I'm glad. Thank God there is somebody. And I'm glad it's not just somebody. But I'm glad it's the person of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. I'm glad He is that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He's that friend that can go with you in the midnight hour. He's that friend this morning. Thank God that can give you the encouragement and the hope and the help that you need to face the battles that you're facing right here this very day. There's people in this church, no doubt. There's families in this church this morning, no doubt, are facing battles and trials and things in their families and their lives. And friend, I tell you what, I don't have the answer to all the things that happen, but I can tell you, I can't tell you why, but I can tell you who, and it's the person of the Lord Jesus Christ that's going to help you. It's Him this morning and Him alone that can give you and I what we need to face the battles, because you cannot face them, you cannot defeat them alone, but I'm glad there's one that can this morning. Hallelujah. Notice the encouragement that God gives. The word encouragement this morning simply means the action of giving someone support. I like that, don't you? Thank God for people that are encouragers. Boy, I'm glad we got some encouragers in our church that encourage this preacher often. Now, I'm not saying that we don't have some folks that discourage once in a while. I'd be lying if I said any different. But thank God for those people that are encouragers. Not only to the pastor, but to the individuals in the church. Thank God for encouragement. But you know who gives the greatest encouragement this morning? It's none other than the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The word encourage, the action of giving someone support. It also means confidence or hope. Again, friend, you don't have to give up. You don't have to give in. You don't have to quit. You don't have to throw in the towel. God's big enough. God's able. God's powerful enough. God can. God can. God can this morning. If we'll just yield ourselves to Him today. See, our problem is we want to try to solve all the problems. We want to try to fight all the battles. Friend, we can't. That's the reason Paul knew that the church at Ephesus could not. God knows that we cannot. And then to be strong in the Lord, notice that phrase. The word strong means to empower. It means to enable. It means to increase in strength, to make strong. And of course, we know that the word Lord means supreme in authority. Could I ask you this morning, is God big enough? Is God big enough? Some of you not getting it yet. You'll get woke up after a while. Is God big enough? Is God big enough to help you with your battles? Is God big enough to help you with your trouble? Is God big enough this morning, thank God, to get you to the place to encourage you and help you and even use the trial that you may be going through and the test and the battle that you may be going through to help somebody else? I'm telling you, I serve a great big God this morning. Hallelujah. He's still on the throne and He's still able. And God wants to encourage your heart today, my friend. Don't be discouraged. Don't stick your head in the sand. God is able today, my friend. But God expects us to do our part. Now I want you to notice in the text, He says here to be strong in the Lord. And I want to deal with that thought here for a few moments, and in the power of His might. I want to give you a few things that the Lord placed upon my heart that I pray today will help us as we think about the encouragement that God gives. First of all, we need to put our confidence in Him. Could I ask us a question this morning? And it's a very simple question, but who is it or what is it that you really have your confidence in? Now, I understand that we put confidence in men. We put confidence in our families. And to a certain point, that's certainly, that I understand that we all need to have somebody that we can trust, somebody that we can look to this morning. I understand that. We're humans. We're people that need to be able to look at someone and touch someone and hear someone and know that we can put confidence in them. But I've always also found this morning as well that people let you down. People will let you down. And certainly sometimes it's not intentional, but sometimes people just let you down. And this morning we understand that. But could I introduce you to somebody this morning that'll never let you down? That'll never leave you, that'll never forsake you, that'll go with you all the way this morning. Hallelujah, friend. If you don't know Christ today, you just don't realize what you're missing. This morning, my friend, He wants to encourage you. He wants to help you. And this morning, you and I need to put our confidence in Him and not in ourselves. I'm afraid too many people are trying to trust their own way. Too many people are trying to, they feel like that they're smart, and they may be smart educationally. And there's nothing wrong with that. But friend, don't put your confidence in that. There are people that are talented with great abilities, and there's nothing wrong with that. But friend, don't you put your confidence in that. Because we're facing a battle this morning and battles today that our minds cannot figure out. Our abilities cannot conquer. We need somebody greater than we are this morning. And I'm telling you what, I'm glad that He is available. Now notice Paul tells them to be strong in the Lord. Not in themselves, but in the Lord. Today, in face of the daily battles and the warfare of the believers, we're going to have somebody we can put confidence in. Somebody that we can trust. Something that we can trust. We cannot trust ourselves. We cannot trust other people. But we can trust God. Faith. You say, preacher, what are you talking about this confidence? I'm talking about faith. And then I wrote this down. I've already said it this morning, but let me say it one more time. God is enough. Hallelujah. God is enough. The question that each of us need to answer this morning is, am I really willing to trust Him? Well, preacher, I'm saved this morning. And thank God I pray everybody in the building is, but I probably assured this morning that everybody in this building has probably not trusted Christ yet. I pray that you do today. But for those that are saved this morning, yes, we have placed our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to salvation. But then there are other areas of our life that we want to try to hold on to. There's other areas of our life that we want to try to fight our own battles, do our own thing. When this morning again, there's no wonder that there's so many people going around that are saved and on their way to heaven, but they're living defeated lives. They're living as victims rather than being victors. Now, God, in His Word, has let us know, thank God, that He's given us life, and not only life, but He's given us abundant life. He's given us life to enjoy. He's given us life that we can be certainly a witness and a light, a testimony to others. God has given us a life, abundant life, and I'm thankful for that. But how many people are living the abundant life rather than living a defeated life? You don't have to be defeated. God is able. I don't have the answers for it all this morning. Our world's in a mess. When you have to worry about sending your children to a public school and wondering where you're going to get a phone call one day, I mean, I've said it before, and I want to say, I just can't imagine. I cannot imagine getting that kind of phone call. You say, well, preacher, it won't ever happen in Wilkes County. Friend, I tell you what, I wouldn't say that. I pray that it doesn't. We ought to pray. We ought to seek the face of God and ask God for nothing like that to ever happen around us. But evil's all around. Praise God, friend, if you're here this morning without Christ, you ought to wake up. You ought to wake up and realize the time we're living in. I tell you what, Jesus is coming soon. Thank God, I'm telling you what, when He comes, as the choir sang about this morning, that it's well with my soul, we're leaving out of here, and we're going to a better place, to a better land, and thank God we won't have to worry about this stuff no more. But as long as we're here, the battles are real. What are we going to do? Don't live defeated. God's given us an encouraging word here. And in this encouraging word, God is letting us know that we just need to put our confidence in Him. Faith. Faith this morning. Faith. And I realize sometimes faith's difficult. Faith's not always easy. Sometimes faith is hard. But friend, if God said it, you can trust it today. You can take it to the bank. Because God is able. Notice this morning. Let me give you a couple of verses of Scripture. Psalms 118 and 8, the Bible says it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Psalms 118 and 9, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. The question that we need to answer here this morning, myself and each of you here today, is who is it that you are putting your confidence in, your trust? I realize sometimes the battles get overwhelming. Believe me, I've been there, I know. And probably have to be there again. Sometimes it gets so overwhelming. Seems like Satan didn't want to give up, back up, and he's not going to, by the way. But we have to understand we can't fight these battles on our own. We're going to have somebody greater than we are. We're going to have something that will give us the strength and the courage to move on. First of all, this morning, as we think about the encouragement God gives, I see certainly we need to put our confidence in Him. Secondly, we need courage to stand. As you study the book of Ephesians and you study the book of Joshua, you'll see that they correspond one with another. And I don't have time to get into all the particulars of that this morning, but you'll find, of course, the children of Israel, the man of God Moses has died, and Joshua has been named successor, and it's time for the children of Israel to go over into the promised land, which is a type of the Christian life this morning. And as you know, when they got into the promised land, the first thing that they were going to do was face a place called Jericho. There's going to face battles, and then there's going to be a little place called Ai, and battle after battle after battle. Friend, Canaan this morning is not a picture of heaven. Canaan this morning is a picture of the Christian life and the battles that we're going to face. But notice, thank God, God give Joshua an encouraging word. Thank God he needed confidence. He needed to put his confidence in God, and in that confidence, he needed courage to stand in the midst of the battles and the difficulties of life. Where did he get that courage from? God gave it to him. I'm afraid we're living in a time where people don't have the courage to stand like we ought to stand. Listen, it's never been popular to be a Christian. And I'm going to tell you something, it's going to continue to get worse instead of better. I'm not trying to bust your bubble. I'm not trying to be negative this morning. I'm just telling you, unless there is a great heaven-sent Holy Ghost revival, and God could do that, and I'm glad that He could, but the question is, do we really want it? But if we don't have a heaven-sent Holy Ghost revival, I'm going to tell you, this thing's not going to get any better. The battles are going to get harder. The battles are going to get hotter, and the battles are, this morning are going to keep coming. But friend, thank God, in the midst of the battles, in the midst of the evil times, God's looking for some people that will just stand and stand with courage for God this morning, my friend. I'm afraid the average person sitting in the average church pew, what if, preacher, I didn't sign up for that. Preacher, I didn't sign up for all this. Well, when you come to Christ, there was a lot you didn't know you signed up for. But could I say it'll be worth it all? Thank God it'll be worth it all when we see our Savior's face. It'll be worth it all. We need courage to stand. Let me give you a couple of verses of Scripture. Joshua chapter 1, verse number 6. I'm not going to give you the whole verse this morning, but there God tells Joshua. No doubt Joshua is a little bit anxious. Joshua is a little bit weary. Joshua has, no doubt, a little bit of touch of fear in his heart. He's going to take the children of Israel, this great number, and be the leader of them and take them over into that promised land. And I'll tell you what God says, Joshua, be courageous and stand. Joshua 1:6, he gives us this. Be strong and of a good courage. Joshua 1:7, be strong and very courageous. Joshua 1:9, have not I commanded thee? God speaking to Joshua, be strong. Now notice, be strong. You say, well, what's that got to do? Well, have you read her text? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Be strong and of a good courage. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. Why? Because God knew how he felt. Somebody ought to shout right there. No doubt the devil was coming by the mind of Joshua and said, Joshua, there ain't nobody knows how you feel. There ain't nobody knows how anxious you are. God says, hey, Joshua, you don't got to be afraid. You don't have to be dismayed. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but that makes me want to shout. Have you ever had God to do that to you? Old devil come around and begin to put them things in your mind. You begin to fear and to begin to fret and don't know what you're going to do and want to just throw up. You. But then thank God there's somebody comes by and says, hey, wake up just a minute. Everything's going to be all right. I've got this thing under control. You can stand, boy. You can stand. You can stand. You can go. You can do. Thank God if you'll just stand strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. Who you got your confidence in? God's big enough to help you whatever battle you got this morning. You say, preacher, does that mean God's going to solve all my problems? I didn't say that. But God's big enough to get you through it. Let me give you some verses of Scripture. Hallelujah. Nobody else may not be having a good time, but I'm enjoying it. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. Why? Because God knew where he was at. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that there's nowhere that you can go? Hallelujah, that God said, I won't go with you. Thank God I'm glad this morning, hallelujah, that we can stand in courage in this day, in this hour, in this wicked day, and still stand for God and do what's right, face the battles, and live as victors and not as victims this morning. I see too many Christians living as victims rather than victors. Preacher, you don't understand my situation. I may not, but God does. Preacher, you don't know what's going on in my life. I may not, but God does. Who do you have your confidence in? And then this morning, secondly, Just take the courage to stand. To stand. Let me give you this verse of Scripture this morning. The book of Ezekiel, chapter number 22 and verse number 30. I wish I had time to preach on this verse of Scripture this morning. The Bible says, God speaking there to Ezekiel. He says that I saw, and in the preceding verses, he's talking about a lot of wicked things that are going on in that time. And then God says to the prophet Ezekiel, an assault for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land that I should not destroy it. But then notice what God says. But I found none. But I found none. I wrote down beside that, Lord, help us. Lord, help us to stand in the gap. Especially as men. Boy, I'll tell you, this will make a Father's Day message right here. As men, God's looking for some men that'll stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Man, these children are precious. Our families are precious. God's cause is precious. God's looking for some people that'll take courage and stand. Is that not what Paul is encouraging the church at Ephesus to do? Man, look at the times that he says, just stand. Just take a stand. Oh, to do that this morning, to be strong in the Lord, we're going to have to put our confidence in Him and not in ourselves. But this morning, we're going to have courage. Courage. Where are we going to get courage from? Right here. Right here is where you're going to get your courage from. Right here from the Word of God, not only the Word of God this morning, but the Holy Spirit of God. He will give you courage, and I courage to stand. The question is this morning, are you going to live as a victim or are you going to live as a victor? Are you going to trust God with it? Or are you going to try to keep taking care of it yourself? You can fight your own battles. I've tried that. I've tried that. See, there's something about this being strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. See, as you study these verses of Scripture, of course, Paul makes the reference to gives us an athletic or an athlete's mindset here to wrestle. Now, here in the country and most of the older folks have called it wrestling. Come on Saturdays, blackjack mug and Ric Flair and all that. Some of these kids going, what? Who is that? Wahoo McDaniel? Yeah. See, that wasn't wrestling, that was wrestling. But what Paul's making reference to here, of course, was the wrestling that the athletes done in. And that's no, they call that a team sport, but they ain't no team about that thing. I remember when I was in high school in PE. That's one of the things he was going to do is teach us to wrestle. Well, I was about the same weight as a boy that's already on the wrestling team. Well, he pinned me so fast, I didn't even know what happened. I'm thinking, I don't like this wrestling much. There ain't no team sport to this thing. It's you and the other man. Now, what's it going to take to be a good wrestler? Well, you're going to have some teaching. You're going to have some training. You're going to have some endurance. You're going to have some confidence. You're going to have some courage. Because you're going to face some tough opponents. Listen, there's nothing no tougher out there this morning than old Satan himself. Preacher, he don't ever bother me. Well, I already said this morning, he's got you just where he wants you. And man, there's battles coming constantly all the time. There's battles against us individually. There's battles against our families. There's battles against this church as I stand here this morning. Now, are we going to give in to the battles or are we going to stand with courage? Well, preacher, people won't like us too much. Well, he didn't say anything about people liking us. Praise God, he said to stand.
If you want to win in this battle, if you want to live as a victor, not as a victim this morning, thank God we need some courage to stand today. Somebody stand in the gap. Dad, you going to stand in the gap for your family? Men, are you going to stand in the gap for this church? Men, you going to stand in the gap for this pastor? Amen. Hallelujah. It's going to take some courage this morning. The liberals open their mouth over any little thing, and we as conservatives, us as Bible believers, we run like a bunch of scared hanks. Amen. Praise God, we ought to stand. Why? Because we got something we're standing for. Oh, my. I know I was going to say all that, but anyhow, what are you going to do facing the daily battles? The warfare of the Christian this morning. You're going to have some courage. You're going to have some confidence. And thirdly, you're going to have some convictions. You're going to have some convictions to stand. We need to stand on the Word of God. Listen, my opinion don't matter this morning. You understand that? Now, I know everybody thinks their opinion matters. Boy, it got quite thin, didn't it? Everybody thinks their opinion matters. Now, I'm not saying our cares and our concerns and things doesn't matter to God. I've already said that it did. But my opinion doesn't matter this morning. It's what God said that matters. What am I going to put my confidence in? Where am I going to get my courage to stand? I'm going to have some convictions from the Word of God. I'm not talking about pharisaical convictions and legalistic convictions and all those things and liberal convictions. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about biblical convictions. How are we going to be strong in the Lord? If you don't know this book, if you don't know something about this book, if you don't know the author, and you don't know something about this book, then friend, I'm going to tell you what, when the battles come, you ain't going to know what to do. Every child of God that God gives us a reference to in the Word of God face battles. And you and I are no different. What was the key of them getting through the battles? Thank God they put their confidence in God. They had courage to stand, and they had convictions to stand. We're not facing stonings. Think about old Stephen. Think about Paul. Some of the New Testament saints. Well, I praise God before they hurl the first rock. Whoa, wait a minute. Well, take courage to stand. Going to take convictions to stand. Every child of God ought to have biblical convictions. But I'll tell you what the problem in our world is today. There are so many people that are carnal Christians. I believe I will. There are so many people that have so much carnality in their life that they don't have convictions to stand. Preacher, just whatever. I can take it or I can leave it. Praise God, friend. If you're going to stand and stand strong in the Lord and stand in the battles today, thank God you're going to have some convictions. Biblical convictions. When a church loses its biblical convictions, God will write Ichabod across the door. My glory hath departed. Man, I don't want to get like that, do you? Now, I believe we've got to have compassion and all those things, and you know that this morning. But praise God, we've got to have some convictions to stand on as well. How else are we going to be strong in the Lord while the devil will tear us up and shred us to pieces? I see it doing it to Christian after Christian and even church after church. Churches that used to stand, men of God that used to stand. Well, preacher, we got to do it different now. Now, where do you get that in the Bible when the Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? Amen. This Word of God doesn't change. Well, hallelujah. Convictions to stand. Again, there's just too much carnality. I understand we're in this world, but I'm glad we're not of this world. God has called His people to be different. And there's nothing wrong with that. We need convictions to stand. Let me give you a couple more things and I'll be done. I'm probably boring some of you. Let me give you three things about the convictions to stand. Number one, we have a pure word. Proverbs 35 says, every word of God is pure. Amen. He is a shield. Now remember, we're in a battle. Well, somebody ought to get a hold of that and just shout right real good. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. You're not standing alone. He stands with us. Notice not only in the convictions to stand do we have a pure word, but secondly, we have a powerful word. Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Man, this is a powerful word. This is the word that will change the hearts of and lives of men, women, boys, and girls. It is the word that will give us power to stand in the midst of the battle and be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. It's a pure word. It's a powerful word. And thirdly this morning, in closing, it's a promising word. You understand, God gives us promise after promise after promise. And there's a lot of things that God can do. But there are also some things that God can't do. Read your Bible. And one of the things that God can't do, God can't lie.
Amen.
Glory to His name. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. God cannot lie. God cannot fail. Thank God. Preacher, I don't know if God can do anything about what I'm going through or not. Sure He can. Now, He may not fix it like you want Him to fix it. And He may not fix it when you want it fixed. But God can fix it. And even if God doesn't fix it like you want it fixed, God can work in it and God can work through it. And God can teach you and train you in the midst of those battles that you can trust Him. That you can trust Him. Promise after promise after promise. What was it He told Paul? Paul said he sought the Lord thrice. Had a little problem. Y'all remember that? Something about a thorn in the flesh. And I believe the Bible says something like he besought the Lord thrice about it. It wasn't God's will to remove it. Glory to His name. But God said, I'll tell you something I will do. God said, I'll give you grace. I'm about to take me a spell. God said, Paul, I'm not going to remove it, but I'll give you grace. He said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. And if God... Hallelujah. If God's grace was sufficient enough for Paul, God's grace is sufficient for me and for you. Thank God for His grace this morning. Then he said something else like this. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And then he said something like this. I will go with thee even to the end of the world or the age. Man. And
And then the book of Romans says something like this. We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. You don't have to live as a victim. You can live as a victor. Why? Because God said it could. Now there'll be some who go out here, oh, I can't believe preach that. I didn't do a thing to help me. Why, God's not big enough to help me with my problem. See, that's your problem. God is. The question we have to answer this morning is who you got your confidence in. Do you have courage to stand? Do you have convictions to stand? Let me give you one last verse of Scripture, and I promise I'm going to try to close her down. This will help somebody this morning if you'll heed to it. Now remember I said the book of Joshua and the book of Ephesians work together as far as the Old Testament and New Testament. When Joshua chapter number 21 and verse 45, the Bible says this. Think about Joshua on the... Now, this is getting down toward the end of Joshua's life. Think about all the fear and anxiousness and all that was going through his mind. Moses, the man of God's dead. What am I going to do? God says, Joshua, you were the man. Just have courage. Be very courageous. I'll be with you wherever you go. I bet Joshua's thinking back his mind, okay, Lord, let's just see. You ever been like, okay, Lord, let's just see. Well, let me give you this verse of Scripture. This ought to put you on shouting ground. Joshua 21:45. There failed not aught. Does everybody know what aught is? Remember the Beverly Hillbillies? Aught minus aught or aught plus aught still aught? Some of these young people going, what's he talking about? You need to go watch old television shows. Yeah. You'll learn so much. That Jeff Robodine, he was a cipher, wasn't he? Yeah. Alt plus alt is still alt. For you folks who don't know what alt is, that means nothing. Zero, zilch. Get your mind back on this thing right here, and I'll be done. There fail not aught, glory, of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel, all come to pass. Hallelujah this morning to the Lamb of God. Every battle that they faced, every time they put their faith and their confidence and courage to stand and convictions to stand, you know what God done? God done just exactly what He said He'd do. That about make me want to make a lap around here. I'd scare some of them to death, wouldn't it? Why? Because God can't fail. As long as the children of Israel would listen to God, put their confidence in Him, courage to stand and stand on the Word of God, and convictions to stand, you know what God done? God done everything He said He'd do. They never went hungry. Oh, my soul. There was never a battle that they couldn't win. Preacher, what about AI? Well, they went into that thing on their own. God had to teach them some things. You ever done that? Oh, yeah. What happens when they get lined back up with God? Well, they go back right back in there and defeat that thing. I mean, the great city of Jericho, they never had to fire a shot. Sometimes you just need to march around it in faith. God told him, He said, I'll fight you battles. Why you keep fighting them? When God said, I'll fight them for you. Oh, preacher, that's the Old Testament. That ain't got nothing to do with the New Testament. What's Paul telling us right here? Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God. That you might be able to what? That
That you might be able to what? That you might be able to what? And stand as victors and not as victims. Victors usually stand. Victims usually find somewhere to hide. Praise God, we don't need to hide. We need to shine and shine for Jesus. Let's stand on our feet all over the building. Brother Scott, come get a song of invitation. Father, we love you this morning. We thank you for Calvary. And thank you for your word. And I pray this morning, Lord, as I've tried to stand here today and preach just exactly what you've placed upon my heart for this service, I pray that ears and hearts have been open and receptive. The Lord, what you had to say to us this morning through your word. The Lord, if there's anybody in this building today that needed this message, it was the preacher. And thank you for encouraging my heart and helping me through your word. But I just happen to believe there's other folks here this morning facing things and going through things and battles that are taking place. And people don't even really know what to do, how to do. God, I pray you've given us a word. And it's not the preacher's word, but it's the word of God. And I pray that we'll take to our hearts. Lord, if there's somebody here today lost, I pray this morning, oh God, convict them and draw them. Help them to see that there's a God in heaven that loves them and will redeem them and save them. They ought to get in the battle. And then, Lord, for Christians that are here today and thinking about throwing in the town, quitting. Lord, I pray you'd help them to get in the battle. Some of those that are sitting on the sidelines, not really getting in the battle, going for God. I pray this morning, God, you touch their hearts, and maybe some going through some battles this morning need some help with. God, I pray this morning might come to you. Lord, you take the invitation, you use it. Speak to hearts, help us to be obedient. And it's in Christ's name we do pray. Amen and amen. What you